إكسبريسو.
عسلامة، مرحبا بكل مستمعينا مواصلين في برنامجكم إكسبريسو. حاضر معنا الآن السيد دافيد كوفي اللي هو الرئيس الأفريكان أوتوموتيف أسوسيشن. الحوار هذا باش يكون بالإنجليزية، باش يكون في زوز أو ثلاثة أسئلة وباش نترجم كل مرة. صباح الخير. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. Welcome to Tunisia and to the Industry Innovation Day. As I said, I'll be translating. My first question is, what are the challenges that the industry, the automotive industry, is facing in our continent?
So in 2021, there were 1.1 new vehicles sold in Africa.
How much?
1.1 million new vehicles sold in Africa. Mm-hmm. And the motorization rate in Africa is 42 vehicles per 1,000 people, whereas the world average is 182. So we are very under-motorized in Africa.
So this is the average per person?
Yes, that's the average across on the world, is 182 vehicles per 1,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the market is very unregulated in Africa. There are 3 to 5 million used vehicles imported into Africa, many of which are not roadworthy. The importation of spare parts is significant in Africa, 60% of which are used spare parts. So what I'm highlighting is there's a high importation of unregulated vehicles and spare parts. And due to affordability challenges, people actually buy these cheap alternatives, which is a challenge to industrialization.
Any other challenges? So I can do it. Okay, just to make sure about the figure, you said 182 cars per 1,000. This is in the world and
average,
in Africa?
Correct.
And in Africa?
And in Africa it's 42.
يقول قلت شو ما بعض التحديات معناتها اليوم القارة الإفريقية هو المسؤول الأول على جمعية قطاع صناعة السيارات. If you can get closer to the mic maybe.
Sure.
يقول ساعة باعوا 1.1 مليون سيارة عام ناول. يقول اليوم في العالم عنا نلقاو على كل 1000 شخص معدل 182 سيارة على كل 1000 شخص في العالم، ولكن في إفريقيا المعدل هذايا 42. قال دونك احنا المعدل هذايا طايحة على الأخر بالنسبة للقارة الإفريقية. قال قارة بالأساس معناتها تورد في سياراتها، تورد في سيارات أون بلوس مستعملة، و ايضا بالنسبه للقطاع الغيار معناتها تورد بالاساس كيف وقطاع مستعمله ديجا، فقال لازم نقنوا وننظموا هذا الكل. So these are the main challenges that you see in our continent. The challenges for the industry itself, not as selling cars and selling as you were saying components, etc. Yeah. Are there any specific challenges to the to countries like Tunisia that, that has manufacturers?
Yes. So the real challenge in Africa is actually implementing the right industrial policy that will attract investment, and that is key. And it's because of these used cars that are imported into Africa, it creates a political challenge for governments to introduce an industrial policy that starts regulating this environment. So once you create the right policy that includes the incentives to attract investment, access to affordable finance for the consumer, the regulations that will not put an investment at risk, these attract investment of global players. And you look at Morocco and you look at South Africa, they have significant industries because the right ecosystem has been created by the government. So it's critical that we develop an integrated automotive policy that attracts investment and creates vehicle demand.
Well, that creates a demand, right?
Yes, demand for vehicles as well as components, because once you have the demand for vehicles at the right level of scale, you can actually attract investment in component manufacturing. Tunisia has done very well in developing a component industry largely based on exports to Europe.
Mm-hmm. يقول ما قلت له فماش تحدي اساسي للصناعه السيارات. يقول معناتها اليوم لازم نحطوا القوانين اللي تجيب الاستثمارات. يقول كي تعمل قانون صحيح تسهل على روحك برشا حاجات، تجيب الاستثمارات، تسهل التمويل نتاع النوع هذا من المشاريع. خذ ليكزامبل مثلا يقول لك المغرب ولا جنوب افريقيا، معناتها اليوم فيهم دي ايكو سيستيم قويين، ايكو سيستيم كامل ومتكامل مع على بلاشين. وهذا يقول لك اليوم سكي انتريسون سي كي تخلق دوموند طلب على السيارات اذا يصير اوتوماتيكمون معناتها هذايا يستقطب المصنعين. ويقول تونس زاد عرفت تخدم هذايا، وتونس اليوم معناتها من خيرة الدول اللي تصنع معناتها واللي تصدر بالاساس لاوروبا. So to face these challenges, what are the solutions؟ شو الحلول قدام التحديات هذوما؟
Yeah. So that's where we look at the African Continental Free Trade Area. Right? We have a strategy for Africa where we see certain countries assembling vehicles, because not every country can assemble a vehicle. Yeah? So there are hubs that are developing for assembly across Africa. Clearly Morocco and South Africa are already hubs. You've got Ghana, Ivory Coast and Egypt and Kenya also already developing as hubs. We want to develop the value chains, making components around these hubs and inside the hubs. Our vision is to see the hubs trading vehicles across Africa. We see an opportunity for component manufacturers in Tunisia to export into Africa. Mm-hmm. So we want to create a production and trade system so Tunisia exports components and potentially imports vehicles for consumption in Tunisia. We see an opportunity that by the year 2035, with the right policies and production of trade across Africa, the vehicle demand of 1.1 million will increase to 5 million across the continent, which is significant. And if you look at India, they've done exceptionally well. A similar population, slightly more GDP per capita, and they are actually producing and consuming 3.7 million vehicles a year.
How much?
3.7.
Per year?
Per year.
In India.
And Africa's 1.1 at the moment.
Yeah, of course. Just to get back to the beginning, so what is the solution that you are trying to explain? What is this solution?
Yeah, so
the policies to have the
right policies. We are promoting a production and trade system mm-hmm. for automotive mm-hmm. across Africa, okay, in a continental strategy, which encompasses the right policy, including vehicle finance and regulations. Regulations to make sure that vehicles and components meet minimum standards.
Mm-hmm. يقول معناتها اليوم لازم تكون فما استراتيجية إفريقية. يقول معناتها لازم الصناعة معناتها متاعنا متاع القطاع متاع المكونات إلى آخره تكون مقنة، تكون في مستوى محترم جدا. يقول اليوم معناتها كيف اللوجيك تاع ليزيكوستام. يقول شوفوا اليوم غانا، مصر، كينيا، مغرب، جنوب أفريقيا، معناتها ذوما دي زيكوسيستام معناتها اللي يخدموا برشا على التصدير وكاملين متكاملين. يقول بالنسبة لأفريقيا من 2035 كان نمشيو في السياسات الصحيحة نجم نتعدوا من مليون سيارة معناتها تتباع كما توا 1.1 بالتحديد إلى 5 مليون. يقول دايوغ الإكزامبل تاع الهند معناتها كيفاش بسياسة بتطوير القوانين متاعهم بتنظيم القطاع متاعهم تاع الصناعة. يقولك معناتها خلطوا اليوم 3.5 معناتها مليون سيارة تتباع ونعرفوا الماركات متاعهم. يقولك هذاك الكل اون بلوس يعطي فرصة للمصنع مصنعين باش يتولدوا ومصنعين اخرين باش يجيو كسوا يستثمروا غادي او يصنعوا في الدوله هذيك. Any other example can we maybe we conclude with a specific example. The Indian one was interesting. Any other examples?
Yes, so I think it's exciting that Africa
to make it evident. I mean,
yes, so look at Ghana. Ghana implemented a policy in March 2020. Today they have Toyota, Nissan and Volkswagen assembling vehicles. It might be low volume and it is semi-knocked down at this point in time, but there are three more assemblers that are going to be assembling there in the next few months. And that includes the Kia, Hyundai and Isuzu. So the right policy attracts investment. And what we, this journey that we're on requires deliberate intervention from the public and private sector. And we're on a journey. We're here to explore the Tunisian ecosystem and how Tunisia can integrate into Africa and benefit from Africa. Mm-hmm. So we invite everyone to come on this journey and join us, because the more momentum we get, the more likely it's going to transpire. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. يقول so Ghana had two constructors, Volkswagen and
you've got Volkswagen, Nissan and Toyota Nissan. In Ghana. Yeah, they've invested since the announcement of the policy.
What was specific about this policy? Like one or two strength points?
Yeah, so it actually it regulated the importation of used cars. It's banned used cars above 10 years. So before that, it was unregulated. It's introduced homologation requirements for vehicles. We are currently developing a component manufacturing policy which introduces regulations. Regulations are critical. It also incentivizes the manufacturer to produce vehicles locally. And the architecture of the policy will drive them to producing one or two models for local and export consumption, and then they import the balance duty free. It's a credit system to offset your duty. So it incentivizes local assemblers to actually produce volume in that country and to come and invest with an export program. It drives scale. So our framework of policy architecture is around driving scale for local and export consumption. In Africa, you can't take a country and produce only for that country and substitute imports. You have to get scale. And that's the key of the architecture.
Mm-hmm. But what you're saying, we kind of already have it in Tunisia. We have the policies, we have these encouragements, we have these, but we are not like attracting many constructors here. So what happened with Ghana? What made it happen? Because we don't have like that big number of used cars imported. It's not like in Ghana. So what made it happen in Ghana?
Yeah. So in West Africa, there is no progressive automotive policy at all. There's more than 300 million people. So Ghana was actually the first mover. You would have thought Nigeria would have been the first
to go. If I understood you right, what they have done, we have done it in Tunisia.
You've done it for
but
components.
Still, we did not attract this number of constructors.
Yes, but you've done
but
it.
Have a look.
Sure, you've done it for components. You've had a very strong policy on components, and that's good. You know, not every country can make a vehicle, so we need to decide what countries are going to do what in the continental strategy. We recently went to Gabon. I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. Gabon is a very small country with 2 million people, and they asked us, "What are we doing in Gabon?" And what Gabon has got, they've actually got raw materials. They've got raw materials to make batteries, you know, manganese. They've got rare earth minerals.
And like the second one after China in the world.
Exactly. Yeah. So that is very important for Africa. It's a huge opportunity for Africa to transform minerals into the automotive value chain. So one doesn't have to make a vehicle. One doesn't have to make a component. But you need to find your niche in this automotive value chain that's sustainable.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll translate, but I will let you leave before that. So thank you for joining us this morning, and I wish I could ask even more questions. داخلين كيا هيونداي وإيسوسو يقول لازم معناتها تكون فما اون فيزيون سياسيه معناتها لازم يكون فما تشجيعات للمصنعين لازم تعاون بين القطاع العام والقطاع الخاص وهوني قال نشوف فيكم مثلا انتم كيفاش في تونس معناتها قاعد تخدموا الطريق الصحيح انا قلت له جوستومون تو اللي عملته غانا حتى احنا عملنا السياسيتين وعملنا ممكن من قبل علاش استقطاب مصنعين قال خاطر عملتوه في لي كومبوزون انتم معناتها فوالا هذه لا نيونس قالوا تونس اليوم احنا نجموا نعاونوا وتونس لازم تشوف كيفاش تربح من افريقيا لان افريقيا في حد ذاتها معناتها اليوم سوق فوالا دونك هذا هو دونك اليوم حتى المستثمرين معناتها يقول قاعدين يجيو لافريقيا بالنيه نتاع التصدير دونك يقول لك تنجمش تخدم باللوكال بركه لازم ديما في سكيلابيليتي معناتها لازم ديما تلوج على النمو ذاك من التصدير فوالا اون غرو شكرا لك Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. سيد ديفيد كوفي اللي هو المسؤول الأول على الأفريكا أوتوموتيف أسوسيشن. من الأفريكا أوتوموتيف أسوسيشن نجيو للتونيزيا أوتوموتيف أسوسيشن مع سيد نبهان بوشعالة اللي هو شوفوا فيه دوك هوني سي نبهان. ركزوا معنا شوية في المباشر نشوف فصل قصير وراجعين هوني. شكرا لك. تفضل سي نبهان. مرحبا بك. نمشيو فصل قصير نرجعوا استديوهاتنا المركزية ثم راجعين بعد ما حكينا على الأفريكا أوتوموتيف أسوسيشن خلينا نحكيوا على تونيزيا أوتوموتيف أسوسيشن مع رئيسها.